Just out of curiosity, in the HER2 negative node positive patient, what tends to be the chemotherapeutic regimen that you utilize off protocol?
It depends on the patient's age, performance status, comorbid medical conditions. There's any number of, you know, perfectly fine active regimens to choose from. And I usually give the patients a menu of options. It depends on, do they want to finish more quickly? Will their insurance cover the cost of growth factors? How many nodes do they have? There are a lot of different issues. And certainly when I'm seeing patients in consultation as a second opinion, if somebody gets referred in to me with node-positive disease and they've been recommended to have dose-dense adjuvant therapy, I'd say that's perfectly fine. That's certainly on the menu of options for those patients. But if somebody said, well, they were recommended to have TAC, I would say that's perfectly fine too. Or if they had FEC followed by Taxotere as a recommendation, I would say that's a perfectly good regimen for lymph node-positive early-stage breast cancer.
Also, in the ER-positive patients, there's been the controversy about whether TAC's better than dose-dense in those patients.
Well, for ER-positive disease, I have a hard time justifying the dose-dense approach. I mean, that subset, which is fully two-thirds of the 9741 cohort, is just really negative to date. Now, there's some theory that, you know, it'll take another 15 years of follow-up before those curves split, but I don't buy that. I think if you look at the principle upon which the dose-dense adjuvant regimen was devised, that is the Norton-Simon hypothesis, there has to be substantial regrowth of tumor cell populations between cycles in order for the dose-dense approach to work. And for an indolent ER-positive, slow-growing tumor, there's not going to be a substantial difference in the number of cells in somebody's body over 1 week time. And so the hypothesis, the Norton-Simon hypothesis, in my view, actually predicts that there should be a population of indolent, slow-growing breast cancers where dose-dense is not necessary. And that's exactly what the data set shows. And I don't know why there are some in the CLGB who just want this to be positive in the intent-to-treat population, ignoring the fact that breast cancer is a biologically diverse disease with different growth rates.
So what do you tend to utilize in those patients?
For ER-positive patients, again, it depends on their age, et cetera. If they're getting on in years, I'm more likely to use AC followed by weekly Taxol, for example, just because that's so well tolerated. If they're young and fit and, you know, in their 30s and have no comorbid medical illnesses and they have a number of positive nodes, I would have no hesitation using TAC in those patients because we participated in some of those TAC trials and we're quite comfortable with the regimen when we use Neulasta on day two for those patients. So I really do use a menu of options, and I do include dose-dense as an option for patients, and I have given dose-dense adjuvant therapy even at UCLA.